NLP, The Essential Guide to Neuro-Linguistic Programming. By Joseph O'Connor and Ian McDermott. Books.kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. NLP, The Essential Guide to Neuro-Linguistic Programming by Joseph O'Connor and Ian McDermott is an introduction to the field of neuro-linguistic programming, NLP. NLP is a set of techniques and tools used to understand how people think, communicate, and interact with each other. It can be used in many different areas such as business, education, healthcare, relationships, sports performance, and more. This book provides an overview of the history and development of NLP as well as its core principles. It also explains how it works and offers practical advice on using it effectively. The book begins by introducing readers to the concept of NLP. It explains what it is and why it has become so popular over the years. The authors then discuss some key concepts related to NLP, including communication models, language patterns, sensory acuity exercises, reframing techniques, and more. They explain how these concepts are applied in practice through case studies from various fields. The next section focuses on specific applications for NLP, such as personal development or improving relationships with others. Here, readers will learn about goal-setting strategies that help them achieve their desired outcomes. They will also find out about ways to improve their communication skills so that they can better connect with those around them. In addition to providing information on applying NLP in everyday life situations, this book also covers topics like hypnosis and self-hypnosis, which are closely related disciplines that use similar methods but have different goals. Finally, there is a chapter dedicated entirely to resources where readers can find further information about this fascinating subject. Overall, this book provides an excellent introduction into the world of neuro-linguistic programming for both beginners who want a basic understanding or experienced practitioners looking for new ideas or tips on how best utilize this powerful toolset. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Introduction to NLP. Neuro-linguistic programming, NLP, is a set of tools and techniques used to understand and influence behavior and communication. It is based on the idea that the language we use and the way we think are connected, and that by understanding this connection, we can use language to influence our own and others' behavior. Main idea number 2. Representational systems. Representational systems are the ways in which we process information. NLP uses these systems to understand how people think and communicate, and to influence their behavior. Main idea number 3. Submodalities. Submodalities are the finer details of our representational systems. NLP uses these to understand how people think and communicate, and to influence their behavior. Main idea number 4. Anchoring. Anchoring is a technique used to create a positive emotional state in a person. It involves associating a positive emotion with a physical stimulus, such as a touch or a sound. Main idea number 5. Reframing. Reframing is a technique used to change the way a person perceives a situation. It involves changing the context of a situation, or the way it is framed, in order to change the way a person responds to it. Main idea number 6. Strategies. Strategies are the mental processes we use to achieve a goal. NLP uses strategies to understand how people think and communicate, and to influence their behavior. Main idea number 7. Beliefs. Beliefs are the ideas and values we hold about ourselves and the world. NLP uses beliefs to understand how people think and communicate, and to influence their behavior. Main idea number 8. Values. Values are the things we consider important in life. NLP uses values to understand how people think and communicate, and to influence their behavior. Main idea number 9. Metaphors. Metaphors are stories or images used to convey a message. NLP uses metaphors to understand how people think and communicate, and to influence their behavior. Main idea number 10. Outcome thinking. Outcome thinking is a technique used to set and achieve goals. It involves setting a goal and then breaking it down into smaller, achievable steps. Main idea number 11. Rapport. Rapport is a technique used to build trust and understanding between two people. It involves mirroring the other person's body language and speaking in a similar way. Main idea number 12. Language patterns. Language patterns are the words and phrases we use to communicate. NLP uses language patterns to understand how people think and communicate, and to influence their behavior. Main idea number 13. Eye accessing cues. Eye accessing cues are the movements of the eyes that indicate how a person is thinking. NLP uses these cues to understand how people think and communicate, and to influence their behavior. Main idea number 14. Subconscious communication. Subconscious communication is the communication that takes place between two people without them being aware of it. NLP uses this to understand how people think and communicate, and to influence their behavior. Main idea number 15. Timeline therapy. Timeline therapy is a technique used to help people let go of negative emotions and beliefs. It involves visualizing a timeline of events and then changing the way the person perceives them. Main idea number 16. Parts integration. Parts integration is a technique used to help people resolve inner conflicts. It involves identifying the different parts of the person and then helping them to work together. Main idea number 17. Hypnosis. Hypnosis is a technique used to induce a trance-like state in a person. NLP uses hypnosis to understand how people think and communicate, and to influence their behavior. Main idea number 18. Modeling. Modeling is a technique used to learn from successful people. It involves observing and replicating the behavior of successful people in order to achieve similar results. Main idea number 19. Change personal history. Change personal history is a technique used to help people let go of negative experiences from the past. It involves changing the way a person perceives the past in order to create a more positive future. Main idea number 20. New behavior generator. The new behavior generator is a technique used to create new behaviors. It involves identifying the desired behavior and then breaking it down into smaller, achievable steps. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. NLP is a powerful tool for understanding and influencing behavior. It can be used to help people become more effective communicators, better problem solvers, and more successful in their personal and professional lives. NLP focuses on the connection between language, thought processes, and behavior. By recognizing patterns of communication that are associated with certain behaviors or outcomes, we can use language to influence our own thoughts and actions as well as those of others. At its core, NLP is about understanding how the mind works so that we can use it to our advantage. It involves learning how to recognize patterns in language that indicate underlying beliefs or values which may be driving someone's behavior. Once these patterns have been identified, they can then be changed or modified in order to create desired results. NLP also teaches us how to communicate effectively by using specific techniques such as reframing statements into positive ones, mirroring body language, asking open-ended questions, listening actively, providing feedback without judgment, being aware of nonverbal cues such as facial expressions and tone of voice, setting clear boundaries when communicating with others, using humor appropriately, etc. In short, NLP provides an invaluable set of tools for improving communication skills both personally and professionally. With practice, anyone can learn how to use these tools effectively in order to achieve greater success in life. Main idea number 2. Representational systems are the ways in which we process information. They include visual, auditory, kinesthetic, feeling, olfactory, smell, and gustatory, taste. NLP uses these systems to understand how people think and communicate, and to influence their behavior. By understanding how someone processes information through their representational system of choice, it is possible to tailor communication so that it resonates with them more effectively. For example, if someone prefers a visual representation of information, they may respond better when presented with diagrams or pictures rather than words alone. Similarly, an auditory person may prefer verbal explanations over written ones. Knowing what type of representational system someone prefers can help you create messages that will be more easily understood by them. NLP also looks at the way different representational systems interact with each other. For instance, some people use all five senses when processing information, while others rely heavily on one or two particular senses. Understanding this can help you craft your message in such a way as to make sure it reaches its intended audience. Main idea number 3. Submodalities are the finer details of our representational systems. They refer to the qualities and characteristics that make up our internal representations, such as size, brightness, location in space, distance from us or others, speed of movement, and so on. NLP uses these submodalities to understand how people think and communicate with each other. By understanding how someone's thoughts are structured, we can gain insight into their behavior and motivations. NLP also uses submodalities to influence behavior by changing a person's internal representation of an experience or event. For example, if someone has a negative memory associated with public speaking, they may be able to reduce its intensity by making it smaller in their mind's eye or moving it further away from them. This technique is known as reframing and can help people overcome fears or phobias. Submodalities are powerful tools for understanding ourselves better and influencing our own behavior as well as that of others. By learning more about them, we can become more aware of how we think about things, which will enable us to make better decisions in life. Main idea number 4. Anchoring is a powerful tool used in neuro-linguistic programming, NLP, to create positive emotional states. It involves associating a physical stimulus, such as a touch or sound, with an emotion. This technique can be used to help people access and maintain positive emotions when they need them most. For example, if someone is feeling anxious before giving a presentation, they could use anchoring to recall the feeling of confidence by touching their thumb and index finger together. The process of anchoring begins by first identifying the desired emotion that needs to be accessed. Once this has been identified, it's important to find an appropriate physical stimulus that will act as the anchor for this emotion. This could be anything from squeezing your hand into a fist or tapping your foot on the floor. Whatever works best for you. Once you have chosen your anchor, it's time to associate it with the desired emotion. To do this effectively requires practice and repetition. Each time you feel the desired emotion naturally occurring in everyday life, example, during conversations or while watching TV, make sure you also perform your chosen physical action at exactly same time. By repeating this process over time, eventually just performing the physical action alone will trigger off those same feelings associated with it, allowing us to quickly access these positive emotions whenever we need them. Main idea number 5. Reframing is a powerful tool for changing the way we think about and respond to situations. By reframing, we can shift our perspective on an issue or problem, allowing us to see it in a new light and come up with creative solutions. Reframing involves looking at the same situation from different angles, exploring alternative interpretations of events, and considering how different people might view the same situation differently. For example, if you are feeling overwhelmed by a task that seems too difficult to complete, reframing could help you break down the task into smaller steps that seem more manageable. Or if you feel like your efforts have been unappreciated by someone else, reframing could help you look at their behavior from another point of view. Perhaps they were just having a bad day or didn't understand what was expected of them. Reframing can also be used as part of neuro-linguistic programming, NLP. NLP is based on the idea that language has power over our thoughts and feelings, therefore by changing our language patterns we can change how we perceive things. Through reframing techniques such as reframe questions or reframe statements, we can alter our internal dialogue so that it reflects more positive thinking patterns. In summary, reframing is an effective technique for shifting perspectives and finding creative solutions to problems. It allows us to explore alternative interpretations of events while considering how others may view them differently. Additionally, when used in conjunction with NLP techniques such as reframe questions or reframe statements, it helps us create more positive thought patterns which ultimately lead to better outcomes. Main idea number 6. Strategies are an important part of neuro-linguistic programming, NLP. They are the mental processes we use to achieve a goal. NLP uses strategies to understand how people think and communicate, and to influence their behavior. Strategies can be used in many different ways, from helping someone overcome a fear or phobia, to improving communication skills, or even developing new habits. When using NLP strategies, it is important to remember that everyone has their own unique way of thinking and communicating. Therefore, it is essential that you take the time to get to know your client before attempting any kind of intervention. This will help you tailor your approach so that it works best for them. Once you have established a rapport with your client, you can begin exploring which strategies might work best for them. You may want to start by asking questions about what they would like to achieve through working with you. From there, you can discuss potential solutions and decide on the most appropriate strategy. It is also important when using NLP strategies that you remain flexible throughout the process, as things may change over time depending on how well certain techniques work for each individual person. By being open-minded and willing to adjust your approach if necessary, this will ensure that both yourself and your client get the most out of every session. Main idea number 7. Beliefs are powerful forces that shape our lives. They influence how we think, feel, and act in the world. NLP recognizes this power and uses it to help people understand their own beliefs and those of others. By understanding these beliefs, we can better communicate with each other and create positive change in our lives. NLP helps us identify our core beliefs about ourselves, the world around us, and how we interact with it. It also teaches us how to recognize when a belief is limiting or unhelpful so that we can replace it with something more empowering or constructive. Through this process of self-discovery, NLP enables us to make conscious choices about what kind of life we want to live. By exploring our beliefs through NLP techniques such as reframing or anchoring, we can gain insight into why certain behaviors may be holding us back from achieving our goals. We can then use this knowledge to develop new strategies for success by replacing old patterns of thinking with healthier ones. Ultimately, NLP provides an effective way for individuals to take control over their thoughts and actions by recognizing the power of their own beliefs. With practice and dedication, anyone can learn how to use these tools for personal growth and transformation. Main idea number 8. Values are the core beliefs and principles that guide our behavior. They shape how we think, feel, and act in any given situation. NLP uses values to understand how people think and communicate, as well as to influence their behavior. By understanding a person's values, it is possible to identify what motivates them and use this knowledge to help them achieve their goals. NLP practitioners can also use values-based language patterns when communicating with others. This involves using words or phrases that evoke positive emotions associated with certain values in order to encourage desired behaviors or outcomes. For example, if someone wants another person to take action on something they have been procrastinating about, they could phrase it in terms of the value of achievement by saying, "You'll be proud of yourself once you finish this task." By recognizing the importance of values in communication and decision-making processes, NLP provides an effective way for individuals and organizations alike to better understand themselves and those around them. Main idea number 9. Metaphors are powerful tools for understanding and influencing the way people think, feel, and act. By using metaphors to convey a message or idea, we can help others to better understand our point of view. NLP uses metaphors as a way to gain insight into how people communicate with each other and how they interpret their environment. Through metaphor-based communication, NLP practitioners can identify patterns in language that reveal underlying beliefs and values. NLP also uses metaphors as a tool for changing behavior. By creating stories or images that represent desired behaviors or outcomes, practitioners can help individuals reframe their thinking in order to achieve those goals. For example, if someone is struggling with procrastination, an NLP practitioner might create a metaphor about taking action now rather than waiting until later, such as, "the early bird catches the worm," which could motivate them to take action sooner rather than later. Ultimately, by utilizing metaphors effectively through neuro-linguistic programming techniques, practitioners can help individuals gain greater self-awareness and make positive changes in their lives. Main idea number 10. Outcome thinking is a powerful technique used to set and achieve goals. It involves setting a goal, then breaking it down into smaller, achievable steps. This helps to ensure that the goal can be achieved in an efficient manner by focusing on each step along the way. Outcome thinking also encourages creative problem solving and allows for flexibility when unexpected obstacles arise. The process of outcome thinking begins with defining what success looks like for your particular goal. Once you have identified this outcome, you can begin to break it down into smaller components or tasks that need to be completed in order to reach your desired result. By taking these individual tasks one at a time, you are able to focus on each step without getting overwhelmed by the entire project. Outcome thinking also encourages creativity and innovation as you work towards achieving your goals. As new challenges arise during the process, this technique allows for flexibility so that solutions can be found quickly and efficiently without having to start from scratch again. Overall, outcome thinking is an effective tool for setting and achieving goals in any area of life. By breaking down larger objectives into manageable chunks, it makes them easier to accomplish while still allowing room for creativity and innovation throughout the journey. Main idea number 11. Rapport is an important tool for building relationships and creating a sense of connection between two people. It involves mirroring the other person's body language, such as posture, gestures, facial expressions, and tone of voice. This helps to create a feeling of understanding and trust between the two individuals. Additionally, it can be helpful to use similar words or phrases when speaking with someone in order to further build rapport. When attempting to establish rapport with another person, it is important to remain aware of their reactions and adjust your behavior accordingly. If they seem uncomfortable or unresponsive, then you should take this into account and modify your approach accordingly. Additionally, it is important not to overdo it. Too much mirroring can come across as insincere or even creepy. Rapport is an invaluable skill that can help you build strong relationships with others quickly and effectively. With practice, you will become more adept at reading people's body language cues so that you can better understand how best to interact with them in order to create a positive connection. Main idea number 12. Language patterns are an important part of communication. They provide the structure and context for our conversations, allowing us to express ourselves in a meaningful way. NLP uses language patterns to understand how people think and communicate, as well as to influence their behavior. By analyzing language patterns, NLP practitioners can identify underlying beliefs and values that may be influencing someone's decisions or actions. NLP also looks at the use of metaphors and stories in communication. Metaphors allow us to explain complex concepts in simple terms, while stories help us make sense of our experiences by providing a narrative framework for understanding them. Through careful analysis of these elements, NLP practitioners can gain insight into how people think about certain topics or situations. Finally, NLP examines the use of nonverbal cues such as body language and facial expressions when communicating with others. These subtle signals often convey more information than words alone can provide. By paying attention to them, we can better understand what someone is really trying to say. Main idea number 13. Eye-accessing cues are an important part of neuro-linguistic programming, NLP. They refer to the movements of the eyes that indicate how a person is thinking. By observing these cues, NLP practitioners can gain insight into how people think and communicate, as well as influence their behavior. The eye-accessing cues theory suggests that when we think about something, our eyes move in certain directions depending on what type of thought process we are engaging in. For example, if someone is recalling a memory from the past, they may look up to their left, whereas if they are imagining something or creating a mental picture, they may look up to their right. Similarly, looking down and to either side indicates internal dialogue or self-talk. By understanding these patterns of eye movement, it is possible for NLP practitioners to identify which type of thought process someone is engaging in at any given moment. This knowledge can then be used to help them better understand how people think and communicate, as well as influence their behavior. Main idea number 14. Subconscious communication is a powerful tool that can be used to understand how people think and communicate, as well as influence their behavior. It involves the exchange of nonverbal cues between two people without them being aware of it. This type of communication can take place through body language, facial expressions, eye contact, tone of voice, and other subtle signals. By understanding these signals, we can gain insight into what someone is really thinking or feeling. NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, uses this concept to help us better understand ourselves and others. Through NLP techniques such as mirroring and matching, we are able to pick up on the subconscious messages that are being sent out by another person. We can then use this information to build rapport with them or even influence their behavior in some way. By becoming more aware of our own subconscious communication patterns, we can also learn more about ourselves and how we interact with others. This knowledge allows us to make conscious decisions about how we want to present ourselves in different situations so that our message is received in the most effective way possible. Main idea number 15. Timeline therapy is a powerful technique used to help people let go of negative emotions and beliefs. It involves visualizing a timeline of events in the past, present, and future, and then changing the way the person perceives them. The goal is to create new perspectives on old experiences that can lead to more positive feelings about oneself. The process begins by having the client identify any negative emotions or limiting beliefs they may have. Once these are identified, they are asked to visualize their life as if it were a timeline stretching from birth until now. They will be guided through this visualization process so that they can see how each event has impacted their current state of being. Once this visualization is complete, timeline therapy helps clients reframe those events in order to gain insight into why certain patterns exist in their lives today. This allows them to make conscious decisions about how they want their future timelines to look like instead of repeating old patterns over again. Finally, once new perspectives have been gained and changes made accordingly, clients are encouraged to use affirmations or other techniques such as hypnosis or meditation for further reinforcement. By doing so, individuals can begin creating healthier relationships with themselves and others while also achieving greater success in all areas of life. Main idea number 16. Parts integration is a powerful tool for helping people to resolve inner conflicts. It involves recognizing the different parts of the person and then working with them to create harmony and balance. The idea behind this technique is that each part of us has its own needs, wants, values, beliefs, and motivations. By understanding these different aspects of ourselves, we can begin to work together in order to achieve our goals. The process begins by identifying all the different parts within us, such as our conscious mind, unconscious mind, emotions, body sensations, etc. Once these have been identified, it's important to understand how they interact with one another and what their individual needs are. This helps us gain insight into why certain behaviors or reactions occur when faced with particular situations. Once we have an understanding of our various parts, we can start integrating them together so that they work harmoniously towards achieving our desired outcome. This may involve using techniques such as visualization or affirmations in order to help bring about change on a subconscious level. Ultimately, this process allows us to become more aware of ourselves and make better decisions based on what will benefit all aspects of who we are. Main idea number 17. Hypnosis is a powerful tool used to induce an altered state of consciousness in which the subject is more open to suggestion. It can be used to help people overcome fears, phobias, and other psychological issues. NLP uses hypnosis as a way of understanding how people think and communicate, and influencing their behavior. Through hypnosis, practitioners are able to access the subconscious mind where they can identify patterns of thought that may be causing problems or limiting beliefs. NLP practitioners use hypnotic techniques such as guided imagery, visualization exercises, affirmations, and positive self-talk to help clients make changes in their lives. Hypnotic suggestions are also used to create new neural pathways in the brain so that new behaviors become automatic responses rather than conscious decisions. The goal of using hypnosis with NLP is not only for therapeutic purposes but also for personal development. By accessing the subconscious mind through hypnosis, it becomes possible for individuals to gain insight into themselves and develop greater awareness about their own thoughts and feelings. Main idea number 18. Modeling is a powerful technique used in neuro-linguistic programming, NLP, to learn from successful people. It involves observing and replicating the behavior of successful people in order to achieve similar results. This can be done by studying their habits, attitudes, beliefs, values, and strategies for success. By understanding how they think and act, we can then apply these same principles to our own lives. The goal of modeling is not just to copy someone else's behavior, but rather to understand it so that you can use it as a model for your own life. You may find that certain aspects of the person's approach are more effective than others, or that some parts don't work at all for you. The key is to take what works best for you and discard the rest. When modeling someone else's behavior, it's important to remember that everyone has different experiences and perspectives on life, which will affect how they approach things differently than another person might. Therefore, when using this technique, it's important not only observe what they do but also why they do it, so that you can better understand their motivations behind their actions. Main idea number 19. Change personal history is a powerful technique used to help people let go of negative experiences from the past. It involves changing the way a person perceives and remembers events, so that they can create a more positive future. This process begins by identifying any negative beliefs or emotions associated with an event in the past. Once these have been identified, it is possible to reframe them into something more positive and empowering. The next step is to use visualization techniques such as guided imagery or mental rehearsal to imagine how things could have gone differently if those beliefs had not been present at the time of the event. By doing this, it becomes easier for individuals to accept what happened in their past without feeling overwhelmed by guilt or regret. Finally, affirmations are used to reinforce new perspectives on old memories and ensure that they become part of one's personal history. Change personal history can be an effective tool for helping people move forward from difficult experiences in life. It allows individuals to take control over their own narrative and rewrite their story in order to create a brighter future. Main idea number 20. The new behavior generator is a powerful tool for creating new behaviors. It involves breaking down the desired behavior into smaller, achievable steps that can be taken to reach the goal. This technique allows us to focus on one step at a time and build up our skills gradually until we have achieved our desired outcome. To use this technique, first identify the behavior you want to create or change. Then break it down into small, manageable chunks that are easy to understand and complete. For example, if you wanted to learn how to play guitar, your first step might be learning some basic chords. Then you could move on to more complex techniques such as strumming patterns or finger-picking exercises. Once each step has been identified and broken down into smaller tasks, it's important to practice them regularly in order for them to become habits. As with any skill-building process, repetition is key, so make sure you set aside enough time each day or week for practice sessions. By using the new behavior generator technique consistently over time, it will become easier and faster for us to achieve our goals. With patience and dedication, we can create lasting changes in ourselves that will help us reach our full potential. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, If you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.books.km. Thank you again for your support and happy further readings.